This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. People currently on parole, probation, or in prison can't vote in Louisiana. A bill from Representative Pat Smith would change that. Once someone is out of prison for 5 years, their voting rights would be restored. Louisiana's constitution says every citizen 18 or older shall have the right to vote, except those under an order of imprisonment for conviction of a felony. Order of imprisonment is the key phrase here. Miriam Walzer is a retired judge from the Orleans Parish Criminal Court.
An order of imprisonment in most people's mind means to be in four walls and you can't come out.
But in the 1970s, Louisiana lawmakers determined order of imprisonment also applied to people on probation or parole. Currently, the right to vote is suspended until a person's sentence is completed. Under this bill, people in prison still wouldn't be able to vote while serving their sentence.
But for the folks who are on longer-term parole, life of parole, 20 years of parole, whatever, who have long since left incarceration, those people would be able to vote while on parole.
Bruce Riley is deputy director of Voice of the Experienced, a group of formerly incarcerated people. They're currently challenging the state's law in court and support Representative Smith's bill.
People who are in the community, who are part of the community, you know, should be engaged in the community.
Riley says if this bill were to pass, about 50,000 people in Louisiana could be impacted. But the Secretary of State's office, the agency in charge of voting and elections, says this bill doesn't address the logistical challenges of confirming voter eligibility. The bill passed committee and is headed to the House floor. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.